Okay, so Talika, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. We're going to talk about a fairly incredible anniversary you're celebrating. Would you like to tell me what it is?
Thank you for having me on the radio. I've been working with Macmillan in this particular role for 22 years. And also I've been in the NHS since 1979, October, I think it was, that I started as a student, and I've been in the NHS ever since.
Well, I started as a student in the NHS in 1979 as a pharmacy student. So we're in similar ilk, and I moved on to do other things, as you have. So tell me, you started in the NHS as a radiographer, and you were there, I think, for 20-odd years. What made you change and work for Macmillan?
So I was a radiotherapy, I still am actually a radiotherapy radiographer, because I'm registered with the organisation, the professional body. I've just sidestepped the job. This job came up when I was working as a radiographer to set up a new Macmillan Cancer Information Support Service locally in Epsom. And that was like, it was a job from heaven, really. My heart is in sort of with patients, supporting them through their cancer, and this role seemed to be perfect. And so that's when I applied for the job, and I've been here ever since.
That's interesting. So as a radiotherapy radiographer, you were obviously seeing patients at the start of the journey, at the diagnostic stage, and as you work with machinery, and as they said, you often aren't in the same room. So I can see the transition to them being patient-facing. And how much has that meant to you?
A huge amount. With radiotherapy, you did build up a relationship with patients, because when you treated them with the radiotherapy for cancer, you might see them for 3 weeks, 4, 5, 6 weeks at a time. So there was a bit of a relationship. But it was also very machine-orientated, you're right. And my heart was really in listening to patients, talking with patients, supporting them, and signposting them. So, you know, this role satisfied everything. It was a support centre where we were going to be supporting patients holistically. You know, it wasn't just about their medical illness. It was about their mind, body, and soul, if you like. So supporting them, signposting them, and also their loved ones, because that's one thing that we do, is also support the loved ones of patients who are going through the cancer diagnosis.
And obviously cancer therapy has moved on hugely since the early days. When somebody was diagnosed with cancer early on, it was almost like a death sentence. You didn't know, they were absolutely distraught. Now we've moved on. People with cancer go into remission. They sometimes completely get rid of their cancers. So how does your support work these days? What sort of support are you giving to these patients?
So we support patients actually right from the beginning when they might be worried about cancer. You know, they may have discovered a lump or anything, or something they're not 100% comfortable with. People sometimes do come and talk to us. So we would say signpost them onto their GP. But after their diagnosis, you know, people may come for information, clarification, and then it's about treatments, you know, the chemotherapy, radiotherapy, what does it involve? So we talk about that. Then maybe signposting to different organizations for things that they may need. For example, if somebody needs a wheelchair and they're thinking, well, I'm not sure where exactly to go, then I would signpost them to different organizations which are there to, you can borrow wheelchairs, that sort of thing. So we see them through the whole pathway. So diagnosis, treatment, after they finish their treatment, and then through sort of all the way through the pathway. And in terms of our support in the centre, emotional support, so somewhere where people can come to have a chat if they need to, or, you know, we offer a listening ear, and in a warm, comfortable environment and a confidential environment. We have a library so people can look through if they want to look at some information, and they can be helped through that. We also offer complementary therapies. So things like, at the moment, we're offering reflexology and spiritual healing, which is there to help with relaxation. Patients going through the cancer treatments or cancer pathway, if you like, undergo a lot of anxiety, stress, worry. And what we try to do is give them something nice to look forward to. And the therapies are there for that reason. And it gives great relaxation for the patients and the very close relative.
So it seems to me you are providing a central core for cancer patients, with all the pathways radiate to that core, almost like the core stability of the stomach protects the whole body. An analogy, your core support, They come to you and you can direct them in any number of paths.
And, you know, often they also have their clinical nurse specialists who's actually, I would consider them as well core support for them, for the patient to go to for medical information, but even for support. And we sort of work together with the CNSs, the clinical nurse specialists, to help these patients. And our environment in the centres is such that it's warm, comfortable, relaxing, and a confidential space, and people feel comfortable. They don't have to explain why they're there. We know that they're affected by cancer when they come up. And it's just giving them, sometimes patients say it's like an oasis of calm when they come up to the centre. So it's great to hear that that's how they feel.
And that's wonderful. And do you have notes on these particular medications? Because some people are on radiotherapy, some are on chemo, some are on immune therapy. And sometimes they just don't understand why they're on these different regimes. And are you there to help them with that as well?
So what we do, I'm very clear. What I make sure we do is explain things in a broad terms. Any specific questions about their own medical information, we always signpost to their medical team, so the clinical specialist, nurse specialist, or the doctors, because I'm not there to give medical advice. Although I am a radiotherapy radiographer, my role isn't working as one, so I'm not if you like able to give them the medical information pertinent to their own particular case.
And do you help them with obviously the financial implications of having to give up work, having maybe even lose their job because of having their treatment?
Yes, we do. We do get a lot of people who need that financial support. And we have a Macmillan Citizens Advice Bureau service that we can refer our patients to. And they're there to help and talk to the patients and find out if there's any financial help that they can get in terms of, you know, they may be entitled to some benefits. And they will do what we call a benefit check for our patients and release any funds that the patient is entitled to.
You've now set up a second centre, is that right? That's the Butterfly Centre. Can you tell me a little bit about the Butterfly Centre? It's a lovely name.
Okay, yeah. So actually our main centre is the Macmillan Butterfly Centre at Epsom Hospital. And then we have the Cancer Information and Support Centre at St Helier Hospital.
Right, which is a newer of the two, which one came followed on?
Okay, so the Macmillan Butterfly Centre was the first one.
Okay.
And then St Helier became, if you like, a satellite service. So we're effectively one centre on two sites in a way. But currently the centre here at St Helier is only open on a one day and sometimes a second day. We're just waiting to think about opening it for longer. So I work across both centres.
And are you hoping that you will be able to open it for longer? Because obviously it gives a second site for people to come to.
Yes, I'm hoping it will be in the coming future. You know, obviously I can't tell you when, but that's the plan looking into the future. But we do provide similar services. So, for example, I'm here in St Helier today, and I have spoken to a patient this morning who was walking in the clinic and found me there and just came in to have a quick chat. So we are here, but also we provide complementary therapies here. We're just going to start that here at St Helier, even though we're only going to be open limited time. We're trying to offer similar service, maybe at a reduced capacity, but it's still here for those patients.
And what feedback are you getting from the patients?
Well, it's amazing. You know, patients find, first of all, just to let you know, the service we provide is from our volunteer complementary therapists. So we have great volunteer team here, and they support us, and they want to give something back to the community. So the service is free to us and to the patients. So that's one thing. Secondly, they're very dedicated professionals, and patients find that when they come in, you know, they get relaxation, and some of them may not have even tried anything like that. It's a really, you know, like a treat in a way for some patients, you know, away from the treatments and the needles and all of that. And they find it really, really helpful. Sometimes they fall asleep because it's been so relaxing. You know, they come in and just lie down, and the therapist will do the massage of their feet. And they just find it incredible. And it's quite interesting, you know, a lot of them, if they don't do it regularly, I mean, we all don't really look after ourselves regularly, do we, in those nice treats, because things can be quite expensive. But here we're really lucky, we can offer that free, a taster if you like. You know, we offer a small number of sessions, but it really does help them quite a lot. It helps them take their mind away from what's been going on just for that short while.
So you have volunteers who are doing all these sessions for free. So giving people a taste of something they can try out. And then if they find like acupuncture or aromatherapy, they can then go on to obviously go to So As Well. Obviously they do have to pay for it. But you give them a chance to see what can help them in particular.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, at the moment we're offering the limited services, reflexology, it just helps with the whole emphasis on relaxation. And just to make them feel nice, actually. And we offer, at the moment, we're offering between 4 and 6 sessions free of charge. And then we'd love to offer more, but resources are limited and we've got new people coming in through all the time. So, yes, people can go in, go privately if they want to, but it is expensive and we understand that.
Do you have any fundraising to support the centre?
No, we are a department of the centre, so we don't need to do any fundraising for the centre. But people do want to donate something. If it's a free service, they sometimes do want to donate either to Macmillan. You know, Macmillan is a national charity, so we will signpost them and to make the donation in that way. Or they come to us sometimes, you know, if somebody's used our services, they want to give something back. But we don't actively fundraise for the centres.
So, is there anything you'd like to say to the Radio Jackie listeners when they listen to what you said today about how maybe they can support you or direct people to you?
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, we are looking for volunteers, so complementary therapists, as well as what we have our front of house reception type volunteers as well. So if anybody's interested and feel that they might want to find out a little bit more, they can call me. Also, the centre, just to let everybody know, we're actually open from Tuesday to Friday at the Butterfly Centre at Epsom. And at St Helier at the moment, we're only open on a Thursday and some Fridays. But we have one central number, and anyone can ring us on 01-372-735-456. Our centres are open between 9:30 to 4:30. If you call us, please do leave us your name and a contact number and a short message, and somebody will get back to you. Usually it'll be me, but sometimes it may be a volunteer just to give you a little bit of information on when I can phone you. And, you know, please do come if you're worried about cancer. But obviously, if you want to feel as if you need to talk to somebody about what you've been through, or you just need some information about where to go for certain things, we're here for patients, plus the loved ones, the close relatives as well. So please do use us. We are here to support you.
Talika, that's brilliant. And for you, you've been, so you've 22 years now. How long do you think you're going to be carrying on? But you obviously love your job. I can see when you're talking about it, you've got a big smile on your face. It's obviously very rewarding. Where do you go from this? Because you've done so well.
Well, the thing is, I really, really do love my job at the moment. And, you know, I've no plans on going anywhere at the moment, unless things change. But, you know, at this moment in time, I'm still happy where I am. Working for Macmillan has been amazing, as is working for our trust. So both the, if you like, partners, you know, I find amazing, and I work, you know, I feel, you know, the job is actually not a job in one respect, because it's very rewarding, and it's so humbling that patients and their loved ones feel, you know, they can trust me or us to be able to share their innermost feelings and difficulties, and we're here to help and support them through their really, really difficult time. And of course, you know, Macmillan Cancer Support is also here. They have their helpline that patients will ring when we're not open in the centre. The Macmillan helpline is open every day, 7 days a week, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And their number is 0808 808 0000. You can also go to the Macmillan website at any time, and it's macmillan.org.uk. The trust also has a website, and we have our cancer information and support centres on the website. So that's another place where you can go.
Talika, it's a vocational course for you. You obviously are very, very keen. You love your job, and it's a pleasure to talk to you about it. And thank you for coming on Radio Jackie to talk to me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much, Jackie. It's been really wonderful. And I just hope that, you know, our message gets out to people that we are here to support you for if you've got cancer at Epsom and St Helier Hospital.
You know, and I'm sure there's lots of people because of COVID who have been, we haven't even touched on COVID. We all know about COVID, how we had to, you know, stop seeing people face to face. Everything was in Zooming and virtual. There are a lot of people out there who probably aren't working now who might like to do some volunteering at the centre.
Yes, that'd be great. And one of the things just to, I should have mentioned actually is that, you know, because I'm working on my own at the moment, what I'm encouraging patients to do is phone me first and we can do either a telephone appointment or a face-to-face booked appointment so that as I'm working on my own, we don't want people to turn up when I'm with somebody and they may have to wait and that's not nice. So if people are able to call prior to coming in, that would be really helpful.
So that would be a recommendation.
Yes,
you can turn up, but it'd be preferable if they phone or call it, they phone or email you first to say when's the best time to come in. Talika, thank you once again. Have a lovely afternoon.
And thank you very much, Jackie.